We're going to try to do twice a week. We'll start with our first topic in just a minute. But in terms of the timing, so is it convenient for people, just to take a minute, for the Thursdays, it's probably best to leave things at 11 because we have Kolel Chaburas still at 1:30. That's probably going to continue through the end of June. But Tuesday is more flexible. So is there a preference? Does it make a difference to people's schedules in terms of participation? Whether we do, we could either do 1 o'clock and keep things as they have been. Thank you. Or we can, make it earlier. You know, either 11, 11:30, 10:30. No, 10:30. 10:30, I'll give sure 8:30, 9:30. Yeah, anywhere from 10:30 to a starting time of 1. Does that make a difference to anybody? Or should we keep it at 1 or should we make it 11 in both cases? Any thoughts of the...
I can ask around and we'll...
Okay, so get back to me on that. Again, Thursday, I assume, sometimes people have either other limudim that they're doing, for smicha or things of that sort. Or in some cases, a job, I don't even know what that is, but... so I've heard that, internships, externships, in the middle and between intern and extern ships. But, okay, very good. Anyways, so our first topic that we're going to discuss, today we're going to discuss a little bit, today will be a little shorter because I just have to run, but talk about the background of the Gemara, a little bit, some of the Rishonim al Atar. By Tuesday, I want to mostly discuss... the bigger topic of Eidna Sadayin, which appears in other places, not so much here, but it's relevant to here, as we'll see in a moment. And then we'll pick up some, on some of the other things that we weren't able to discuss in the first parak. Okay, we'll see how much we can get through. So let's start with the Shakla Vataria here on Hay Amud Beis. And we'll talk about what some of the Rishonim say here al-Atar before we get into the actual question of Shliach Nasei. Okay, so Ezra, want to do the honors? Yeah. Itmar, right? And there are a few things before we get to the main topic, that just are discussed by the Rishonim al-Atar, which... as I say, which we're going to discuss, today a little bit. Okay, so let's just go through the Shakla Vataria. Yeah, go ahead, Ezra. So again, this is a Gemara that we've seen already a little bit on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, right? Because the Gemara there was talking about, B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta, Ma'idechon Dam B'Bisurim, the requirements of Shnayim Eidim. Why it is that b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, why the kula of allowing eid echad is really a kula. Maybe it's just opening the door, for more problems later on, right? So then the Gemara says, well, there is this din of meidek dayik, which is based on the fact that there's an additional requirement. Right, that what? That you... That the get has to be delivered in the presence of either two witnesses or three. Okay. So this question of needing two or three, we're going to discuss in just a second. Is that only for purposes of b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam? Or would that be a requirement, in other circumstances as well in Gerushin? That's one thing to talk about. That mostly is a little chazara, of things that we've already discussed, but it comes up here in the Rishonim or in the Achronim. It really touches on two questions. We're going to discuss that in just a minute. One question is, again, in general, what about, as a Maisa Gerushin, do you need you know, the presence of two witnesses, b'shas nesina. The other question is the question of gimel, right? Is there, would there be any doraisa or non b'fanenachta fanenachtam? Would there ever be a reason why you would require gimel in the delivery of a get? So we're going to discuss those questions just a minute. That's not what I gave you for the Rama Komos, but that's kind of very implicit and in some cases reinforced by this. Okay, let's go through the Shaka V'Tarya first, and then we'll break it down in terms of three or four preliminary issues before we start talking about Eid Na'aseh Dayan. Go ahead. Okay, so this already is an interesting argument, you know, Bifnei Shnai and Bifnei Shlosha. You have similar arguments, right, in other places. Earlier in the year, we made reference, you know, to the fact that in the fourth parak, for example, right, what do you have in the fourth parak? Yeah, when it's talking about Bitul Shlichus, you know, Halacha, there's a Machlokas, what is it, Sheshus, Rav Nachman, whether or not you require two or three. And we also find in that same sugya a discussion, for example, about Prusbal, right, whether it requires, you know, two or three. So this question of two or three is an issue that comes up, you know, in a bunch of places. Typically, if you look at the Gemara there also, right, and in our mindset, what does the two and three usually signify? Whether you need a Shem Bezdin or simply Eidos, right? When it comes to Eidos, Trey is Kameah, as we've been, you know, mentioning quite a bit. And there's no special status of Shli. I mean, the Pasuk speaks about three Eidim that we talked about also, right? Plus Shnayim O Shlosh Eidim, but the Rishonim Dafka had difficulty with that, right? So Rav Sajagon thought that the Al Pi Shnayim O Shlosha actually signifies, you know, Shnayim Bifnei Shlosha, you know, where the Shnayim is Eidos and the Shlosha is Dayanim. The Ramban ended up rejecting that, and that, you know, touches on another argument, not for now, namely what is considered, you know, what about Kabbalas Eidos of Dinei Nefashos, things like that. Is that Dinei Nefashos or just the Psak of Dinei Nefashos? You know, is Dinei Nefashos? Questions like that. But the point is that the Rav Sajagon was motivated, you know, by, you know, this exact problem or issue, you know, why, you know, if Trey is Kameya, so then Shlosha has no role to play in Eidos, right? And therefore it must be when the Torah speaks about Shnayim or Shlosha that it's a reference to Eidim in the presence of Dayanim. And the Ramban, who disagrees, only disagrees, you know, again, he disagrees about a separate point. That's an important machlokes, as we discuss, you know, the Kabbalah Sages and the Fashos, what that is. But in the bigger point, the Ramban, of course, believes in Trei Kameah. He just thinks that, you know, the Torah can still reflect, you know, on a different level, you know, the preference of Shlosha, you know, from a practical point of view, that too is significant. That's an interesting secondary debate between Rav Saja and the Ramban. You know, typically we zero in on the Rav Saja issue, you know, and Ramban's rejection of that. But think of it the other way also, like, you know, the Rav Saja didn't want to be saddled with the, you know, with explaining that Trey is Kameah, but that somehow, you know, three are better than two. That's a subtlety also. But either way, the point is that usually when we find the argument, which we do in different places in Shas, about the need for Shnayim or the need for Shlosha, typically it breaks down to Eidos versus Bezdin. So it sounds like here also the question of who needs to be present in b'fanei nachtam, in the delivery of the get, whether it's two or three, one would think that is, you know, the issue as well. And we'll see if it's borne out in a minute. Go ahead. Tistayim.
Tistayim.
So that's just a straight out statement that connects Rabbi Yochanan to the view of Shnai. Okay, says the Gemara, Lema Baal Kamit. So it's interesting that, okay, so what does that mean? The Gemara is associating the argument of Shnayim and Shlosha with the initial positions of Rabbah and Rabbah, which we've spoken about, you know, quite a bit. What the Gemara does not say explicitly, right, is what that connection is, right? And that's what we're going to discuss. One of the things we're going to discuss very briefly as well, meaning what is it about Lishma, you know, that, you know, well, put it this way. The fact that Lishma would only require Shnayim, on the surface at least, you know, seems very reasonable, right? We'll see that the Ritva, you know, is not so happy and not so satisfied with that. He at least raises the question, but we'll see why in a minute, that maybe you should require Shlosha even, you know, for Lishma. Okay, that's a little surprising. In the other direction, you know, on the surface, the need for Shlosha, according to Rava, meaning Kiyum Shtaros, or Kiyum Chasamos, that seems very reasonable. Why? Why? Because what? Because normally, Kiyum Chasamos, normally Kiyum Shtaros, requires a Bezdin, right? So on the surface, you know, what we have is, except that, you know, there might be a little bit of a leap. That's the question. What might be the little bit of a leap? Thank you. Great. What do you mean by preemptive? Oh, I see. Okay, that's an interesting point. Meaning, but so let's say under the broader rubric, what you're suggesting is maybe it isn't so simple, even according to Rava. And this is something we've talked about already, but we, you know, it comes up recurringly. It isn't so simple, according to Rava, that b'fanei nechtam, is the equivalent, or at least in dinim, you know, equals fully Kiyum Shtaros, right? And therefore, even if Kiyum Shtaros, it's beyond question that Kiyum Shtaros requires a Bezdin, right? But does that mean that b'fanei nechtam requires, you know, a Bezdin? To what extent is b'fanei nechtam, which comes to solve certainly the broader problem, you know, also shared by Kiyum Chasamos, I mean, it comes to authenticate the document, right, but does it have the full din of Kiyum Shtaros or not? So you said that, you know, after all, it's preemptive, meaning it's not, you know, in response to an error yet. And maybe for that reason, you know, there are other, you know, consequences of that, as we've said. But, you know, and therefore maybe it's just different, or maybe its standards are less. Because it's actually, the problem with that, of course, is that it seems like b'fanei nechtam works, right, even against an error, right? That's, again, the Gemara, you know, that was the problem for, you know, the Rambam and Rabbah Vigdor, namely the Gemara in Bamid Beis. Because, you know, again, even though we've been jumping around, we've kind of done most of these Gemaras. Right, you could still answer, this is like part of the larger b'fanei nechtam question, you know, that, you know, is it more kal, is it more, you know, chamor, you know, relative to other cases of Kiyum Chasamos? So there are like all sorts of, you know, mixed evidence, you know, connected to it. In other words, to take a step back, the bigger question is, to what extent is b'fanei nechtam, you know, what are the actual differences between it and the classical Kiyum Shtaros? And are they, you know, kulas or chumras? And, you know, the answer to those questions is a little bit is a little bit, tough, right? And this sugya, in addition to other sugyas we've previously seen, kind of highlights that. On the one hand, as you said, it's preemptive. On the other hand, we know that it works or that it's effective to neutralize even an error, but all that is complicated by the fact that, throwing into the mix, you have, mishumaguna, hakilu, rabbana, right? And we're not sure, how far that goes, in lowering standards, even lamaisa, even when we're trying to accomplish the same goal, or is the idea behind mishumaguna hakilu barabbanan, not that that you don't need to accomplish exactly the same goal, and that's why you have lower standards. In other words, does this end up being the equal of kiyum shtaros, because of it's propped up by mishumaguna, or mishumaguna just lowers, what we need. So is it so obvious that b'fanei nachtam as a solution to kiyum shtaros is going to require a full-fledged bezin? You need it even before. That's a kind of a chumrah, that's the worry part. It works even after, and there are all sorts of issues involved. So for example, excuse me, one of the issues which we're going to discuss in just a minute more is how strict are we, how insistent are we that the shliach actually say b'fanei nachtav, right, as opposed to him saying yodeani or makirani as achasimos. Would he get away with that or not? If not, in other words, again, typically, Kim Shtaros is a John Hancock, recognition or identification process. That's all it really is. That's why, if you do Ksav Yonim Yotzei Mimokam Aker is usually good enough, etc. So, as we know, from our travels already on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, this is a big machlokas HaRishoni, mainly on Gimel Amud Aleph, and again on Tes Vav Amud Aleph, meaning Garashi, if you remember on Gimel Amud Aleph, says that, Lav Dafka b'fanei nachtam, but if the Shliach says Makira Nias HaChasimos, that's good enough too. Let's see, where is it here? One second. What is it? Asi Lachlufe?
The second last.
Oh, Atu. Yeah, correct. Atu Hachi Kiyomer Yodeani Milo Mehemet. Holu Lididei Tamashum Kiyuma Yomer Yodeani B'chasim Esedei Ha'edim Milo Mehemet Mali B'fanai Mali Yodeani B'kimet Hachi Hu Ilav D'mitzrachinam Nami Yaksiva V'deva Heker Ben Gittin L'shtaris Asi Lachlufe B'kiyum Shtaris D'alma, right, L'kaiminu Be'decha. So again, part of the problem, on the one hand, again, b'fanei nachtav is before. B'fanei nachtav is effective. Okay, that's already, it's different and it's equal, right? Then you have this factor in the Gemara. This is an interesting, again, meta-halachic question too, right? The Gemara is concerned always about b'fanei nachtav, right? The osi, is it or is it not? Osi lichlufe, b'kiyum shtaros d'alma. Because the Gemara recognizes that there are these differences, right? And again, you can get away with one, et cetera. So, he can be, we'll leave that at the moment. So, but, Asi Lechlufei, what about Asi Lechlufei, Bikiyim Shtaros D'Alma? So how much of a factor, How different does B'fray Nechtav need to be so that it's not Osi L'chlufei? And is Osi L'chlufei, you know, just a, like a, you know, more like a, you know, concerned lest people, you know, undercut like the requirements of general Kiyum Shtaros? Or it's more of a substantive comment, like, you know, you couldn't do this if it was exactly like Kiyum Shtaros, but wasn't consistent, you know, with the requirements of Kiyum Shtaros. Right? So that's also part of the question. Anyways, Asi L'kume L'chlufe B'Kiyum Shtaros becomes an important issue. Some understand, and some of the Rishonim understand it in a very technical way, like any, you know, as long as you can combat that, and to begin with, it's only like a practical problem, and others see it in a more fundamental way. But either way, Rashi here says that b'farnenechtem is lavdafka, and if the aid, I mean, if the shliach says makira nias achasima, that's certainly good enough as well. Yeah. 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 Correct. Right. So Rashi there also great. There are two Gemaras. One is the Gimel Amud Aleph. The other is Tesvav Amud Aleph. Go ahead, if you have it, Shalom, in the beginning of the second parak. Yeah. So then the Gemara says Maskif La Rava. And it's Rava, by the way. So that's important also, like Rava. Yeah, so we're not going to go into all of this. And then the Gemara says, "My time also lechlufe became shtaros the yam." Right?
And
what? So the Rashi here says the same thing.
Yeah.
You have it. The Rashi on Tesvav Mikimidi, the best one, the last one on the page. Got it? Imhaya Omer Shliach, the last one on Tesvav Amud Aleph. Imhaya Omer Shliach Ani Makiram Kosher. That's how Rashi interprets the Gemara. Meheman b'shmai tekemaisa. So this is the same Rashi. Instead of saying b'fanei nechtam, if he says yodei ani umakir ani esa kasim. Right. No. Okay. That's in terms of the Gemara. But if you look at the at Tosus in all these places and the Ramban in all these places, what do they say? Look at Tosus on Gimel Amud Aleph. You have three Tosus in here. I'm not sure if I don't think we read them when we did because it was the more of a peripheral issue. Asi lechlufe b'kim shtaros yam b'vim tomar kim dein tzarich lomar b'fanei nechtav ela mishum achlufe am I posel? Right. This is the question. Two things are being judged here. One is, you know, Asi Lachlufe is just like an extraneous chashash, you know, and a separate problem. It's, you know, nothing to do with the relationship between B'fanei Nechtam. It's not that per se, you know, B'fanei Nechtam, if the more it complies with the regular Kiyum Shtaros, it should be internally held to its standards. It's more that, you know, this is a side problem. You know, we're worried about, you know, whenever we worry about an issue in halacha, we're worried about, you know, the issue in front of us. But we're also worried about the ripple effect that it has, you know, in terms of people being misled, in terms of being roas anolad, you know, unwanted, you know, consequences. We're worried about the impact on the system. Right? That's just the way it is. So achlufe, also achlufe b'kiyum shtaros is kind of a technicality, you know, in that sense. But per se, we don't really need this to be fundamentally different. We just need to be different enough that we've solved that other problem. Or no, the reason we're so concerned about that problem, in addition to the practical question, is because we're trying to be, and maybe this is the reason why we're trying to be, or maybe not. We're just trying to be legally consistent. So, you know, it's one thing to, you know, I would say tamper, I would say tweak, you know, to tweak the, you know, the system, say, oh, mishumaguna, you know, the b'fanein, the kiyum shtaros is going to be a little bit different here. But at the end of the day, it's a more fundamental problem, and that is like, you know, either you've got to go, you know, the classic Kiyum Shtaros route has a certain integrity, and then you can't veer from that. Or, you know, we're not saying you could do, you know, or it's something a little bit different. It operates in a different way. In a way, that's kind of what, you know, Kula b'takarna d'rabbanan, no kula b'kiyum shtaros, is about as well. Anyway, Tosos, Yesh lomar d'b'chetzio rishon, yesh b'shem v'ish v'isha, v'azman. Anyway, Tosos, v'lasi l'achlufe. This is what the Bali Tosos, and if you look at the Ramban, also on Gimel Amid Aleph and also on Tezvav Amid Aleph, this is what they're all, you know, playing with. These two perspectives on Asei L'chlufe, but also trying to figure out whether there is some like more fundamental difference between the manos of Befanei Nachtam, and, you know, it being a substitute for, but is it exactly a substitute for, you know, Kiyum Shtaros, or kind of a different. So the next Tosa, Hachi Befanei, Aval Yadati, right, Ein Moel, V'tam, the Gesham Befanei Nachtam, V'Nachtam, Tosa says, Diek Tvei, Demara Nafshe Tuva, Kishomar Befanei, Nasa Kol, V'hu Lo Ra'a, right, Mikashe Yomar, Yadati. The Tosa here is trying to build in, you know, that it's not just, you know, different so that, you know, you can protect the rest of the system, or different, you know, for whatever reason, you know, so you have two different categories, you know, because otherwise they need, you know, you need to be consistent even here, just two different points anyway, right? Now Tosis is saying, you know, we're going to tweak, you know, the requirements of Kiyum here in Gittin, Bishumaguna, but we're not tweaking them, you know, without, you know, some sort of compensation. Like, if we're not going to require, you know, two witnesses, you know, then at least, you know, in the one that we have, we need to build in a little bit of, you know, greater, you know, diuk. Right? So that's why diuk tve, demara nafshe tuva, kishomra b'fanai nasa, and so on. Vim tomar amai lo mahani adati l'rabba, kemola rabba, right? And so on, Tosis continues. But then if you look at the next Tosis, it's the same. Atu miyomri adanu milo meh. Pirish makuntris holvo l'didei, tama b'shum kiyuma, mali b'fanai mali yodeani. That's Rashi. Mashma shirot zolomar, d'shliach nehaman kiyomri yodeani. V'hodinokat kiyomri adanu, l'shon rabim with two, meaning you require two to say yediyah, V'lo amar ki adati, v'shum v'ashluchin di almakoi, etc. V'lo el lo boi l'meymar, yadati, ikibanayu, v'lo boi l'minka t'alahanu, right, t'alamar tzarech, t'alamar lo tzarech. This is Rashi. Then Tosis again says, avol tema, d'b'chol dukti nokat l'rava, b'fanei nechtam, right, lav dafka. V'odi, b'chad, right, nami mahani yadati, eche ka'amar rava, I'm skipping. You have some interesting, subtle arguments whether or not Befanei Nachtam, how proximate is it to typical Kiyum Shtaros with some kulas and some chumras, right? The chumra that it's, predictive or you know, it's proactive. The kulas that the standards are lower, but basically it's the same. And if it's the same, maybe you can even get away with, maybe even yadati, you know, would be enough, etc. And then asi l'chlufe is kind of a more technical, you know, problem. Or the view of Bali Tosis and the Ramban. Ramban is less about the diuk and more about the need for asi l'chlufe, frankly. But again, whether it's, he's more machmir about the meta asi l'chlufe, you know, of the system, or, you know, for that reason or in its own right, you know, you can't have, you know, you know, too many kulas on the same category, and therefore you need to create a bit of a different category. Whether that's the point, I'm not sure about. These are very interesting issues. But in the end of the day, both Bali Tosis and Ramban disagree with Rashi, and in various madregos are suggesting that Bifanei Nachtam is more different than Rashi thinks. It's not, you know, the typical Kiyum Shabbos. So why am I, that's an important issue in its own right. Also, Lachlufa is important in its own right. If you go look again, by the way, Tezvav Medal, if you have the Tosis there too. Shalom, what's the Tosis there? You have it? Kmiki, same one. Masha Pirsh Bekuntris, the Bechad Kiyomar Yodati Kosher Tema. That makes it more difficult to explain that when there are two, right? If one can say Yadati, then why is it, you know, why is two saying Yadanu, you know, more of a psul? Kiva delokai shlachlufe, kileka acher bahadei kosher, right? Levishameid gam alaksiva, koshkein kiika acher bahadei. Kach nirkid, if you're ashti lael, the Yadaiti, the chad lomahani. Afagav the maid alaksiva, vashtasi shapir, etc. And this is what the Ramban says also. If you look at the Ramban in on Tesvav, the Ramban in Gimel Amud Aleph, but also the Ramban on Tesvav, yeah, you can look at it. The Amud Aleph, again, with a bit of a different take than Tosa. Say, Ramban, at least to my mind, is more worried about, you know, the Asi Lechlufe issue, and the Bali Tosas are more, you know, concerned. You know, simply that, you know, you need the extra diuk, you know, from, they bring a raya from the Asi Lechlufe, but they're more interested in, you know, kind of the need to compensate. So all of this may be very relevant to what we're dealing with on Hayom and Beis, in going back to what I asked Ezra. All the Gemara says is that if you hold Lishma, then it's going to be Shnai. And if you hold, the problem of Chosamos, right, then it's going to be Shloshim. What the Gemara does not say, you know, is that it's Midin, Bezdin, Shokiyum, Shtaros. It doesn't say that. But, Rashi says it. Yeah, go ahead, Ezra. Lefishena Edim, is that the one? Read the first one also. Lefishena Bekiyim. Right, it sounds like there are some discussions about this also. But, you know, there's Lishma. Lishma has nothing to do with the Bezdin. What does it even have to do with Edus? The answer is if the Baal is Ma'arer, so we have two Edim who now know that it's Lishma. Good. What about the other rise? Lefisha Eina Eidin. The answer is plug it in to Kiyum Shtaros. Right? But that's not exactly right what the Gemara. It makes sense in the Gemara, right? But it's not what the Gemara actually said. The Ramban actually on Tesvav Amud Aleph calls it Derech Kiyum Shtaros, I think, one second. But he doesn't say it is Kiyum Shtaros. So what I'm trying to say is, if you hold like Rashi Lishi Tosso, Rashi of all people was very, it's just a natural read of the Gemara. Now, as Rashi believes for other reasons, on Gimel Amud Aleph and Tesvav Amud Aleph, right? That whatever the differences are between Bifanei Nachtam, and Kiyum Shtaros classically, in the end of the day, you know, Bifanei Nachtam, Mishum Aguna, Kilo Brabanan, is a form of Kiyum Shtaros adjusted for, you know, the Kulas and the Chumras, you know, that we're talking about. However, if you hold like the Bali Tosfos and the Ramban, right? If you hold like the Bali Tosis and the Ramban, then, you know, this isn't so posh. You could still say that you need a Beis Din because, you know, even if the mechanisms of, you know, of this Kiyum are different, there still is a common denominator, namely that they are Kiyum. Here, I'm just going to read you the language of the Ramban. He quotes the Rashi in the beginning of Tetzvav Amud Aleph, U'kvar kasavti l'mal l'perek rishon she'ena nirakein, mishum da'ainu kim shtoros manish. If Rashi were right, this would be actual kim shtoros v'osi l'chlufe. As I said, that he builds up the problem, for him, the problem of osi l'chlufe, which is fascinating, is the mechayiv, whereas for the Bali Tosis, it's more, you know, you need more because you have less. So at least the quality of the Medeg Dayek, you know, is better. Ushmaita nami lo daika kibase, imkein eich ola al das rava lomer de mishumsha acher meid posel, etc. Some of the same questions. Dokium haget, the takonis kachami makolecha. Now, filohachi, akshinon mechti befanai nami derech kium storis di almahu. So the Ramban is basically trying to walk a fine line by saying that even though, you know, unlike Rashi, b'fanei nechtav isn't exactly the same kiyum shtaros, you know, the effect is the same, and that, you know, then you have to figure out which dinim, you know, are determined by the actual mechanism, you know, in which dinim are dependent upon, let's say, the consequence or the result. So for the Ramban, it seems reasonable to interpret like Rashi, that maybe the requirement here is a requirement of Beis Din. This is a form of Kiyum Shtaros, albeit a different form of Kiyum Shtaros. Whereas for Rashi, it just is, frankly, Kiyum Shtaros. The Ravid, similarly, calls it Kiyum Shtaros, even though the Ravid, how do we paskin? Like Shnayim or Shlosha? We paskin Shnayim. But that's because of the Hemshech of the Gemara that Ezra hasn't yet read, because I keep interrupting him. Right? Which Hemshech? Yeah, just read the Hepshah for the Gemara for a minute. Oh, meaning what? We just said that Rabbi Yochanan says Lifnei Shnayim, and now we're saying Shlosha. Yeah, the Ode. How can you say this depends on the Machlokas Rabba and Rava when the Gemara itself says everybody agrees, you know, that you need b'fanei nachtam for the kiyum. Yeah. It's only a question. Do you also need it lishma? Yeah. Ela de kula alma. Oh, we're going to get back to that, but of course. But this is a fascinating issue. Go ahead. I mean, so it sounds like everybody requires a Beis Din, right? And the only question is whether you say aid nasadayim in this case or in general. Ah, we'll get to that. Okay. Then the Gemara says, I'll just finish up. Kaimalon. So I have to figure that out also. Oh, okay. So we're worried that if the shliach isn't somebody who is kosher, right, then he wouldn't be able to be mitzaref, you know, for the Beis Din, right? And therefore, you have that's part of the discussion of the issue. So the maskana we do paskin, right, that you can give it in the presence of shnai, right? But that's based on Shliach, seemingly, Shliach Naseid, or at least here, Shliach Naseid. Correct? Okay. So the Ravid in Hilchos Geirushin, Perek Vav, Halacha Yudalin, interesting Rambam and Ravid, I'm not going to go into the pratim of it right now, but if you look at Perek Vav, Halacha Yudalin, Stephen, you have it? Shliach Shehevi Get. So that's the Rambam paskening like Rabbi Yochanan, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so that, you know, this is a halacha that we saw earlier in the year, right? That's a sugya, also in the second parak, right? That you need, that has to be, you know, kriya, correct? Okay, so the Rambam basically says the shliach is a substitute for the baal, and if the baal, you know, is megaresh, the edim have to, the people are present have to read it. So hu adin, in the case of a shliach who represents the baal, correct? Go ahead, lefikach.
Lefikach im nesano hashliach lav lo kra'uhu edim mesira untalaso uzrakaso layam.
Okay, so that's an interesting issue in its own right. What does the Ravid say?
It says, Omar Avram, Dvarim Bego.
Meaning it's not so simple. Yeah.
Shim Hevio Hashaliach Miochim Sarach Lomber Panecht Vainechtam, Hare Osan Hashnayim Kibazdin Shalkim Staros. Sheinan Srichen Likroso. Vashliach Kishne Edim, Shemi Edim.
It's not so clear that you need kriya in this case, correct? Well, that's something maybe we'll get back to. But the takeaway that I wanted to emphasize for the Ravid is that if you need b'fanei nachtam, right? Hare osan hashnayim, right? Kibezin shokiyum shtaros, meaning together with the shliach. Right? And therefore, ain't tzarech l'kroso, because it's a bezin of kiyum shtaros. So, the Ravid, like the Ramban and Rashi, I would say the Rashi, the Ravid, and the Ramban, all think that the reason that you require, in principle, gimel, just that the Ravid, based on the psak of the Gemara, is talking about, you know, combined with shliach naseid, is that you need a bezin for purposes of kiyum shtaros. For Rashi, it is Kiyum Shtaros. For, sounds that way in the Ravid too. For the Ramban, you know, it's not exactly Kiyum Shtaros, but it's a form of Kiyum Shtaros, etc. Good. However, in light of the fact, you know, that it might operate, you know, differently, or the more we think that it operates, you know, differently, we might at least, you know, consider the possibility that maybe b'fanei nachtam doesn't require, you know, necessarily a bezdin. Oh. So that is not explicit, but it's implicit in the alternative explanation of the Ritva. Yeah. You mean the one on Aleph Amud Aleph?
Yeah.
How does that fit in with the one here? You're right. It doesn't. I mean, that's not the first time that we have discrepancies in the Ravid. But let me think about that. That's a great point. But definitely, this Ravid formulates it, you know, that way. So, well, let me think about that. So that's a good question. Either way, the Ritva Alatar. Anybody have the Ritva open? The Ritva has a very different take on this whole question. Firstly, the Ritva, you know, was troubled, put it this way. Everything we said till now, I hinted at this already, you know, is, you know, within the view of Rava, the Kim Shtaros, and we're just trying to figure out how much is b'fanei nachtam, given its differences, and given the factual differences, you know, and given the factor of La'otzi, La'chlufe, Kim Shtaros, like how different is it? That's what we're discussing. Fine. But you know, for Rabbah, you know, for the Shema, like it's a davar pashut, like Rashi says. Of course, you don't need, gimel for that, correct? Oh. The Ritva of all Rishonim was troubled. Why? What the difference between Rabbah and Rabbah and Rava? Right. Either way, you should need a bezin. So that should already tip us off to the fact that the Nechayev of the Beis Din, according to the Ritva, I don't mean because the Ritva agrees with Rava, that's in the Hemshech of the Gemara. I'm talking about even in the beginning of the Gemara, where the Gemara was assuming that Rava and Rava are mutually exclusive, that Rava is only worried about Lishma, that Rava, is worried about Kiyum Chosamos. So even then, the Ritva was troubled. How do we know, or why do we assume? One second. Yeah. She ain't any mitzvim l'kaimo, says the Ritva. V'chi tema u'leman damar l'fi she'ein b'kiyin l'shma, amai tzogi betray. Tvei mileman da'amar de taima mishum kiyu. The hacha v'hasam kabalas edusu. Mali kabalas edus mina chasimos o kabalas edus mina ksiva shehi l'shma. So that's a different universe already. And again, the Ritva doesn't announce it. Doesn't just mention Rashi. Doesn't say anything about this Ravid or the Ramban. But by asking the question, already you could see that his requirement of Beis Din has nothing to do with Kiyum Shtaros, because he's asking in Rabbah and the Havamin of the Gemara. And then he makes it perfectly clear what he thinks the real issue is. And the real issue is that Eidos requires Kabbalah's Eidos. And Kabbalah's Eidos requires a Beis Din. There are some other Rishonim, I believe, use a language of, maybe this would be a problem. I think the Kiddush Aran uses this language. You would need a Beis Din, because otherwise, it might be a problem of Eid MPA. Right? If you have, only two Eidim hearing, the testimony, of someone else. So what's implicit, I believe, in the Ritva, although not explicit, is that the differences between Bifanei Nachtam, and classical Kiyum Shtaros are sufficiently great, that you don't require a Beis Din for Bifanei Nachtam per se, right? Other than the fact that it is Eidos, and all Eidos requires, Kabbalah's Eidos. But as a Kiyum Chosamos, specifically, that wouldn't be Mechayev. So again, you wouldn't say what Rashi says, certainly, unless you want to say, you could say it in two ways. Either that this mechanism of Bifanei Nachtav is sufficiently different, or that Mishum Aguna Kilu Barabanan, is... something that extends that kula, also allows you to drop, the need, just like it drops the need for, shnayim, it also drops the need for Kabbalah, but that's something which other Rishonim explicitly rejected, as we'll see. The Ran, for example, as we'll see. The Ran discusses, I'll tell you now, whether a Karov could be in Dayan, if he's a Karov Lebal Davar in Bifanei Nachta. Okay, so we'll get back to that, in just a minute. I might as well just get into it, actually. The Hemshech of the Gemara here says, as we know, there's a concern. What about, if an ishas ksheir lahavi yisaget, right? So if that happens, then you're not going to get, you know, your eid nasadayim, right? So on that line, some of the Rishonim make this ha'ara, the Ran, in addition, that, v'yesh omrim, kivin shehizkir chashash havo asa'isha, shu davar sheno matzui, v'lo hizkir karov apostle. Like, why did the Gemara say, oh, you know, we're worried about, Isha. Isha, being Mevia Saget, is a rare instance. Why didn't the Gemara say, oh, we're worried about a Karov or a Apostle, you know, who would be bringing the get and saying b'fanei nachtam, and there you couldn't say Eid Nasadayan because of the psul. Says the Ran, Mashma Sh'af HaKrovim Mitztarfim L'Shlosha. The Afagav de Dayanim Krovim Lebalei Davar or Lebalei Adin Psulim Bialma. That's Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. We'll discuss that in Eidei Nasadayin more fully. Dayanim Krovim Lebalei Dvarim is Pasul. That is explicit in the Yerushalmi. You know, so why would that be permissible? Dafka in Kim Shtaros. I'm sorry, Dafka in Panayakta Nachtam. Says the Ran, Afilo Hachi Hekelu Lachshiran Kan Kimoshe Hekelu Veminu Abaldavar Lakaimo. Says we already have kulas in Bafani Nachtam, namely one and not two. Interesting, he adds that he's the Baldavar, right? The Isha, for example, if she was a Baldavar, we believe her. You know, b'fanei nachtam, b'fanei nachtam. So we have kulas in b'fanei nachtam, says the Ran, maybe based on this diuk in the Gemara. That's why, even though typically, you know, when you need a bezdin, there's a psul of dayanim krovim lebalei dinim. But when it comes to the bezdin of b'fanei nachtam, and that's true for kim shtaros d'rabbanan typically as well, but it's not true for b'fanei nachtam, right? Lomar b'fanei nachtam, b'fanei nachtam, ketana isha mevia gita, that's the baldavar, and in general the eid echad, u'bavad she tzricha lomar b'fanei nachtam, v'yafa pikein lo shiru she tzitzta, then what you're saying, you know, that's a miman of shach, meaning once you think that we are extending the kulas of b'fanei nachtam mishum aguna to also, to include not only baldavar, not only eid echad, right? You know, but also that, you know, a karov and apostle, he speaks about apostles much more difficult to justify, at least the karov, that the adin of dayanim krovim lebali, you know, dvarim doesn't apply, says the Ran, why don't you just say that that the psul of isha, you know, as a dayan, also doesn't apply. Right, what's the difference? Why you makel in one more than in the other. So here he says something that's important in its own right. Afa became lo kshiru shetzitzar of isha legimel, mishum de isha lav bas din hi klal. Okay, meaning the isha is mufka, you know, from din, more so than the karov and the pasul. So of course this is a very interesting issue. I'm just going to mention this just for a minute. But the status of Isha in Din, you know, there's a certain irony in it all, but it kind of captures, you know, a little bit this Ran. You know, of course you have the, you know, the figure of Devorah. I think I mentioned this when I mentioned this at our dinner. Came up? Yeah? I did, just Agav, because one of the questions. Yeah. So again, the status of Devorah, you know, of course, is a big issue in the halakha, because she certainly functioned as a shofetes. You know, on the other hand, you know, women are psulos le'edus, and you have this mishnah in Nida that says whoever is pasul, we'll get back, this is important for our bigger discussion of Eid Nasadayin too, whoever is pasul le'edus is pasul le'din, like a kol shekin. Our people are psulos or psulim le'din, you know, who are ksherim le'edos, but nobody who is pasul le'edos is going to be kosher le'din, meaning the rigorous standards of din are going to be higher than those of edos. So this is the question that Bali Tosis and Chachmei Svara, you know, deal with all over Shas and Nida and in Bava Kama, you know, and in Ksuvos, you know, all over the place, Bava Basra, you know, and that is, on the one hand, you have, you know, Devora, right? And on the other hand, you know, the Psul Eidos is unequivocal, and that should be a Kolshkein for Psul Din. So the minority view in Bali Tosis, here and there, is that, you know, that really, really, Devora was a Dayan, and a woman could be a Dayan. What about the Mishnah in Nida? So here's where you get to the kind of the irony, and that is, you know, the Mishnah Nida says the Bali Tosis refers to like psulim. They're psule, if somebody's pasul eidos, you know, then they can't be kosher l'din. You know, but the women are not psulos l'edos, they're kind of like mufka from the whole parsha of eidos. Now you could explain that one of two ways. You could say that the only reason that women are excluded from eidos is for more extraneous reasons. I mean, it has nothing to do with competence or kashrus. It has to do with, you know, this is the suggestion that some make, you know, with the fact that you can't require, you can't makshir somebody for eidos and also not demand of them, you know, that they are, you know, that they practice the chi of hagadas eidos, meaning that they go to Bezdin, you know, if they know who aid. Ora Yada, you know, reflects a chiyuv haggadah, and you can't have, you know, one without the other, and because of like kol kuta bas malacha pnima, so they don't want to impose that, and therefore they, you know, excluded Dorais, I'm talking about, the Rabbonu Shalom, in other words, excluded Nashim from Eidos, but it isn't like a psul, it's, you know, it's a din. But either way, the way that's one, even if you don't say that, the bigger point seems to be that Nashim, for whatever reason, are mufka from the parsha of Eidos. They're not like a regular psul. They're just not, it's not shaykh, for whatever reason. But that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with din. So, you know, that's one possibility. The majority view, of course, is that women are just excluded from din for sure, and that the case of Devora, you know, is about, you know, more informal, you know, consultation. Either it was a rasha or, you know, pia dibur, or it's kiblu alai, you know, and so on and so forth. That's the predominant, not just, you know, barely, but, you know, that's the 90%, you know, view in the Rishon. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that here, Tosis, here the Ran is relating to an interesting point. Namely, how come the Gemara zeroes in on the problem of Isha when you could equally zero in on the problem which is more ubiquitous of Krovim and Psulim? So the suggestion of the Ran, A, is in its own right very interesting. How far do you push the kulas of Bafaninakta? You know, vis-a-vis other, we know Edakot, we know Baldavar. You know, does that mean also, you know, Krovim? That's what he's suggesting. Again, he doesn't get back to Psulin, you know, but then he's raising the question, so why don't you say also Nashim? And basically his answer is, no, Nashim are Mufka. That he's saying from Din. They're not just, you know, Psulos Ledin, they're Mufka. And therefore, even the Kulas of Bafaninakta, are not going to help you. But what's also fascinating is that the Ran, you know, even before that, is not considering the possibility, you know, that, well, if Bafaninaktam's kulas are extended, you know, how do we even know that you need a Bezdin at all? You know, maybe it's just totally different. So that's kind of what I'm getting back to, and that is that, you know, in what's implicit, I think, in the Ritva, and maybe in the Kedusha Ran, those people who don't explain that what's going on in Rava is, you know, the requirement of Beis Din in Kiyum Shtaros, is what they're saying is that this isn't, you know, typical, you know, Kiyum Shtaros at all. And maybe, you know, the fact that, you know, Eid Echad and Baldavar, maybe there are other kulas, maybe just don't need a Beis Din. Or it just works differently, and therefore you don't need, you know, a Beis Din. And you don't need, you know, Eidos and a Beis Din. Okay. So either way, you know, what the Ritva is basically seems to be implying is that, you know, even more than, you know, the histaigut from, you know, Rashi, you know, bringing the Fani Nechtam closer to typical Kiyum Shtaros, you know, and therefore here, just saying as a Davar Pashut, Kivin de l'kiyumehu bi'inan telasa, and even more than, you know, the Ramban is, you know, the others are a little bit more circumspect, the Ritva, and anybody who says either what he says or Eid Mipiyed, are assuming even more that the regular din of Eidos doesn't apply to B'fanei Nechta B'fanei, period. And just using the Ran, you know, as a way of kind of, on the one hand, you know, as a parallel to that and also as a contrast, you know, because he's suggesting that even though you do need Dayanim, you know, the standard of Dayanim is different, but he's just not going so far as saying you don't need Dayanim. And even in the standard of Dayanim, right, there are differences between Krovim and Nashim. Again, what happened to Psulim, you know, I'm not really, you know, so sure. But of course, now, having said that, that's the part about B'fanei Nechtam, and that's the part about Osei L'Chlufei, and that's the part about, you know, how many kulas and how far does that go. But what about the other part? Meaning, so what about the alternative that he's suggesting, which is, oh, it's, you need, in a way, the Ritva is suggesting like a much more basic, you know, core requirement. You need a Beis Din not because of, you know, Kiyum Shtaros. You need a Beis Din because all Eidos needs to be, you know, in the presence, you know, of a Beis Din. That's one of the things that differentiates Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurin and, you know, and Eidos. Why isn't anybody else convinced about that, A? Like, you know, and how far? But now at least we can understand where the question, and he explains it, you know, where his question comes from, which is, oh, only, you know, Rava? What about Rabba? Because if it's nothing to do with Kiyum Shtaros, but it's a broader question, that Chefza Shal Eidos requires Kabbalah Bifnei Beis Din, so what about the Eidos of Lishma? Right? It's Midin, Kabbalah Eidos, but that's his question. That is his question. So we'll get the answer in a second, but first, Josh had a question? Yeah.
That was my question. What does the Ritva think is the purpose of three?
The purpose of three is Beis Din.
But what is a Beis Din that's not, so every Eidos
always needs a Beis Din. Kabbalah, otherwise it's might be equivalent to saying what some of the others say, which is otherwise it's Eid Mipiyed, or you know, you always need the presence of Beis Din. That's Kabbalah say, meaning there's Eidos and there's Kabbalah say. But of course, we can already anticipate what the Ritva is going to say, which is, you know, is this Durabanan requirement, is it Chefza Shaledis or is it Namanas? Right, which feeds in exactly to our previous topic. Have you had a question?
No, I'm just going to suggest maybe there is, maybe the question is about how to read the Shaka with Taryan Gimel and Aleph. Meaning, like, when you hear it, you don't even need Eidos at all. And so if it's just to get back.
Right, so what do you, exactly. Meaning, going back to our discussions, both in the Havamina and in the Maskana, right, about Lishma and Kiyum Shtaros, both. Meaning, what is it, you know, that they really are, right? An Eid Echad is going to work, right? And you know, certain psulim, you know, are going to work. You know, Isha and Baldavar, right? So, to what extent, both on a Daraisa level and on a Darabana level, especially, you know, Lamaisa on a Darabana level, is this Eidos on any level that requires Kabbalah's Eidos, Beis Din, Or is it just, you know, Gidli Milsa or Edechad Naman, right, which certainly does not. So again, with regard to these issues, just to, you know, to remind us that, you know, when it came, for example, to Lishma, right, that Tosus was saying that that's a little bit the Havamina of the Gemara based on the base, right? When the Gemara said originally, you know, Lishma, maybe the reason you don't need to is because Eidecha Nem Nisurim. Remember then Tosus said, what? How could that be? It's Davisha Be'erva, it's, you know, it's Ma'akev the Geirishin. Tosa said, yeah, that's true, but it's Ma'akev the Geirishin, even though the everything else about the get is fine, so it's an ikuv, you know, so maybe it's a Gili Milsa about the Lishma. Okay, so the Kamash Milan was that that's not true. Okay. But that was like, but what about Midrabana? Right? If, according to Rabbah, you need, you know, in Mishum Aguna, etc., so Midrabana, did they take it back to Edechadem and Bisurim? Is that what the Mishum Aguna is? Or they said, it's Eidos, you know, what gives? You know, it's Eidos but, or that's the Drabanan, that we're not treating it as Eidos. Yeah, Nafkamina, why do we need the other trappings of Eidos? With regard to Kiyam Shtaros, you can ask a similar question, right? The strongest one, there's also Havamina there, number one. Like, so if Tosis is worried about the Havamina of Lishma, they didn't address the Havamina of Kiyam Shtaros, you know, but they could have or should have. I don't know whether the silence, you know, means that, you know, it's just not acceptable to say about Kiyam Shtaros. Maybe. But even Lamaskana, we still have, you know, that amazing Pnei Yoshua, right, who, to explain the Rambam and Rabbah Vigdor, etc., was suggesting to a reread of the Gemara completely, right, that when the Gemara says Kiyam Shtaros is only Drabanan, what it meant was the need for two Edim is Drabanan because of Reish Lakish. And this is the Reish Lakish that you're talking about, right? But for the Pnei Yoshua, it's like a nuanced Reish Lakish, right? Minat Torah, you don't need, you know, Shnayim Edim, but that doesn't necessarily mean that Minat Torah you don't require Edecha Nemam B'Surim, right? So the Pnei Yoshua was trying to read that, you know, even Midoraisa you require, but it is Edecha Nemam B'Surim when it comes to Gilui Milsa of Chosamos. And again, we've been zeroing in today on B'Fani Dakta B'Fani Nechtam, and it's, you know, being the outlier from the typical Eidos B'Ksavyado, you know, which requires a Bezdin, which is considered to be Eidos, etc., based on the Sugyas and Ksuvas, etc. But, you know, if you know those Gemaras in the second parak, and we've already touched on them, and that's kind of what the Pnei Yoshua is talking about, right, it's not so simple. You know, even in classical, you know, Eidos on Chosamos, that's typical Eidos. Because, of course, that's a Gili Milsa aspect. Is that considered Eidos ala Mammon because it's necessary to establish that in order to use them as Eidim? Or no, it's still Hai V'chudei Koi. There's like, you know, there's one Din Torah about the Chasimos, you know, and then there's another Din Torah, you know, once you've established that these are authentic signatures, and therefore there's a Chafta Shaledus, you know, but never the twain, you know, shall meet. So this is an interesting question. So if you look at the Ritva, anybody have it? B'chi teima l'manda amar l'fi she'ein b'kiyun l'shma amai sogi b'trei t'vei mi l'manda amar d'tama mishum kiyum d'hacha v'hasam kabbalas edusu. Malik Kabbalas Eidos min Chasimos, o Kabbalas Eidos min Aksiva she'il Lishma. So you can only talk that way if you think the problem here is Kabbalas Cheftza Shel Eidos, nothing to do with, so I've been trying to address why nothing to do with Kiyum Chosamos. Fine. But now, you know, you can see that the assumption of the question, you know, and extending it to Lishma, is that everything is Cheftza Shel Eidos that requires Kabbalas Eidos and can't be Aidmi P8, etc. So the formulation of the answer is very important. Vei Shlomar, Dilaman da Amar da Tama Mishum Lishma, Midina Shliach Mehemen. The Eidacha Neman be Isurin. Ilav Taima. The Havadavar Shabba Erva. Look at the Isala El. So first of all, that's an interesting statement. He's saying even on a Daraisa level, says the Ritva, right, this is why this is a good Mabar from our previous topic to this topic, even on a Daraisa level, right, Medina Shliach Mehemim Deidecha Nemam Bisurim Ilav Taima Dehavadam Shubereva. That's a fascinating statement. It's just like, you know, comes trippingly off our tongues. Meaning, he's saying, Minat Torah, right? Eid Echad Lishma is no good in each nine. But it's important still to know the lumdus, why that is. I mean, factually, in each nine Eidim, that doesn't mean that this isn't a glorified. This is an Eid Echad Neman B'Isurim, you know, B'Cheftza, but because of the application, you know, to Erva, therefore you require Shnayim Eidim. But that doesn't mean, you know, that it's the equivalent of a regular Shnayim Eidim, right? Now again, he happens to hold, as I point out in the notes here, the Ritva Lishitaso, like the Ramban, like the Rajba, that Eid Echad is Neman B'Isurim Keneged is Chazak Isura. So the way he's reading the Gemara previously is, you know, either, you know, it's Chazak Isura L'Halacha, you know, it's not Makid. It's the Dover Sheberva. But again, the Chiddush, and just to make it clear, is you would have thought, okay, I mean, in the end of the day, you know, it's anything that's a Dover Sheberva requires it not just requires two aid, but is mufka from being aid echo neman b'isur. But he's, and he could have said that even for what he needs. He just could have made the whole thing on a drabbana. What he's saying is, even midoraisa, the fact is that fundamentally, aid echo b'lishma, it's like Tosus, but Tosus thinks that's the havamin of the Gemara, and it's nidcha legamri. Right? And the Ritva saying, it's nidcha lemaisa, it's not nidcha conceptually. It sounds like, is another meta issue, because it's not nidcha conceptually, that leaves room for the drabbanon mishumaguna, right, to rehabilitate it. You don't have to say that. You could have said, midoraisa, it's regular edus. And midrabbanon, we're treating it, you know, as we could have in a different way. The Ritva is saying, is being mechadesh something about the doraisa and the drabbanon. He's being Makadesh that within the Doraisa, even when you require Shnayim, there can be still a chalos of something that's like an Eid Echad B'Isurim, you know, which needs two because it's Dover Sheba'erba. And at the same time, he seems to be saying, if not for that, then the Mishumaguna wouldn't have the ability, right, to turn it into Eid Echad Neman B'Isurim. Okay, I'm just going to read it again. So you'll tell me if I'm reading too much into it. Again, the question is the question. The question assumes that, you know, even on a drabbanon level, right, lishma, like kiyum chosamos, is chepta shaledus that requires kabbalah seidus. And the answer is v'yeshlomar d'leman d'amar d'tama mishum lishma midina shliach nehemen. Midina means daraisa. Then you're wondering, what? That's against the Gemara. Deid Echad Neman B'Isurim. What? Right? That was a Havamina. But then the answer is, Ilav Tama the Havadavar Sheba Erva Ukedi Yisalel. So despite that, it still has that theoretical construct. Umiyu Mishumaguna Akiluba V'asu Isur Zeh Kishari Surim Deid Echad Neman. The kibin de tama mishum de dacha nemam bisurim hu eino tzarech shlosha shalomotzinu eda meid al isur she tzarech lahoid edus bifne gimel de eino ke kabbalas edus. Right? So what he's really saying is say a chiddush in both directions. Midoraisa, this is a eidachon nemam b'yisurim that requires shnayim, and therefore, and only therefore, probably that's the implicit part. Mishumaguna midrabanan, we can revert back to that dimension of its doraisa. But if that's the case, then the answer is clear. You don't need a bezdin because that really chafetz shaledos on a drab. It's not that midrabanan they propped up, you know, the echad and they said he's kishnayim. You can have edus with echad, or edus with echad who's made like dayak or whatever. That's not what they did with lishma. They with lishma mishumaguna they went back to saying, you know, it is davar shuberva, but it's also fundamentally eid echad nem and bisu. Then he goes on, ubedinu dafilu, because once you're going to say that, ubedinu dafilu. Right, treinami lolibai. Right, then why do you even need? Good, you don't need a bezin anymore. Why do you even need shnayim? Ela mishum chumer deishas ish hitzrichu sheyomar davar bifnei shnayim kidei sheyehe ashliach nizar b'meshahu omer v'sheyidakdek deidusam. Not what Rashi says, by the way, which is, oh, if there'll be an error, you know, we need some daraisa, you know, reinforcement. Maybe the Ritva Lashitaso doesn't think so because, you know, this is fundamentally a nem on b'isurim, you know, in its lumbus, it's a nechon nem on b'isurim. So why do you even need the shnayim? Like everything is turned on its head, right? The answer is you need the shnayim to build in a little more of dikduk, you know, beidusa. Okay? A little bit like what Tosa says about Bafanai Nechtav, you know, and Av Gimel and Tezvav, neged the Rashi. Aval aman domar mishum kiyum, this is what's important, shliach eno neman midin eidachad shu neman b'isurim. Oh, you could have said that, right? Elatama mishum de midina kiyum shtaros lo limoy, ela drabanan hu da'atzruch, v'afilo hachi mishum aguna. But instead of saying what Akiva was going to say, which you could say, right? He says, "Shehei shliach." The mishum aguna in the case of kiyum shtaros is not that it's eidachad nem b'isurim and that's enough. It's shehei shliach neman kishnayim, like the Tosfos Reed always keeps saying, you know, kibetrei, umiu the kabbalas edus. Right, lo hikilu, v'tzrichu, gimel b'kabbalah seidus d'yama. I mean, you might have said, but we are being makel. It's similar to the Ram discussion we had before. Once we're being makel because of b'fanei nechtam to treat echad kishnayim, maybe we should also be makel and say this edus doesn't require kabbalah seidus. Nah, that you're not going to say because that's the whole point. There are certain things that are, you know, more flexible. Making echad neman kishnayim, meaning giving chafetz shel edus in this case to the eid echad, that apparently is more flexible. Miu b'kabbalah seidus lo ikilu v'yitzrichu gimel kabbalah seidus d'alma. And then he adds in the end, which is surefire indication that he knows that he's saying several chidushim, right? V'zehu nachon. Right? Good. Okay, so that is. Oh, I'm going to stop in a minute. I have to stop in a minute. I don't know if it took longer than I thought, but so basically, so far, what we've done, we're just trying to read the Gemara here. You know, to make sense out of it, sorry. So far, the Shnayim and the Shlosha, what we've seen is, you know, to what extent is the Fanei Nachtam, you know, really integrate into regular Kiyum Shtaros, different Madrigos of that. And how that's connected to Rashi and Tosis and the Ramban, both on Gimel Amud Aleph and Tezvav Amud Aleph, and the question of, you know, being makir as opposed to bifanai, you know, and whether that's just to differentiate them or it's a different category or it is also part of the diuk, all that's, you know, one issue. Then part of that, of course, is the question, you know, are there other kulas in b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam? Maybe that you don't need, you know, kabbalah seidus at all, or you don't need bezin at all. Would you go so far as to say you don't even need a b'toras kabbalah seidus? And what about, you know, redefining dayanim with regard to b'fanei nachtam, even if you require dayanim? That's a discussion of the Ran about Karov versus Isha. And again, he just doesn't get back to psulim. So these are all, and then of course the chiluf, you know, the kiyum shtaros bi'alma, having two or three different meanings. And then you have this interesting Ritva, who is suggesting that the Doraisa and the Durabanan of Lishma and Kiyum Shtaros are different. And therefore, the Mishuma Guna Kilo Brabanan ends up being, you know, different. In one case, we're downgrading the need for Eidah, so you can get away with Eidecha Neman Bisur and the Durabanan. That's a case of Lishma. And therefore, you know, it's a Chiddush, even that you need Shnayim. That's a little bit, you know, to upgrade the quality of that Eidecha Neman Bisurim. But it isn't the din in Bezdin, because it's not Chetzah Shel Eidos, as opposed to Kiyum Shtaros, where, you know, the Maskana, even Mishum Aguna, is within Neman HaShliach Kibetrei, and therefore it is Chetzah Shel Eidos, and therefore you need Kiyum Shtaros as well. Okay, that is one issue I'm going to have to stop. But the other issue is just in the Shakla V'Tari of the Gemara that I want to talk about very quickly before we get to the Eid Nasa Dayan part. Is two things. Number one, if you get a chance to look at the Rajba and the Ran here about what about the need for Shnayim simply as Eidei Kiyum in the case. So again, nothing that we haven't seen before, but again, a kind of, you have to relate to it in this Gemara. You know, is this Gemara Liba the Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Meir? Like, what's going on with that? The Itur that's quoted by the Ran, and, you know, the Archokim with the Rabbeinu Tam within Rabbi Meir. So just look at the Rajba and the Ran. You know, here, mostly that should be fine. Right. More important, the Gemara here links the question of Shliach Nasa Eid to the question of Eid Nasa Dai. There are a number of Gemaras about Eid Nasa Dai, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Gemara in Ksuvis, the ones I told you to look at. Only here does the Gemara link, you know, Shliach Nasa Eid and Eid Nasa Dai. And that is curious. Like, what do we mean by that? And Rashi here says, Hoil or Kivan, what does Rashi say? Klomar, Iamrinan, Kihechi, sorry, the key word is Kihechi, the Shliach Nasa Eid, Hachanami, Eid Nasa Dai. So, what's the connection? So to speak about that just a little bit, because that's also important for the rest of it. So the Rashi, look at the, if you get a chance, just look at the Ritva also here, and the Tosa Rosh. Does this, and the Tosa Rid, does this Gemara presume that we paskin Shliach Nasa Eid? Is Shliach Nasa Eid different with respect to B'fanei Nachtav than, let's say, Eidos on the Gerushin? And is Shliach L'Holacha different than other Shlichim? That part we discussed already. That is the debate, you know, how to read the Yerushalmi between the Rosh and the Rajba when we had our intergenerational, you know, shir, I think we talked about that, in the Sugyan HaShaleach, right? So, what is the relationship between Shliach Nasa Eid generally and specifically here? L'Kula and L'Chumra, that's one point, and with that, also look at, you know, why do you even need, part of that also is, b'medina sayam, you know, two Eretz Yisrael, you have to say, funny nachtam, so, good. There's a mandamar that you need three, and the other mandamar says you need two, it ends up being that you really need three, right, but shliach, I'm sorry, but eight nasa dai. Ah, what about an Eretz Yisrael? Okay? So that is a little bit also, just look at the Rajba, and if you get a chance, a little bit at Rabbi Kivager, you know, especially if you don't need a Bezdin, let's say, according to Rabbah, you know, why wouldn't you just need one? Like, why would you need three? Or two, sorry. Two to three. Right? You should really paskin, you know, in, or maybe you do. Okay, so I want to talk about those things quickly. And then I want to talk about what does it mean when we say that Eid Nasa Dayan doesn't apply to the drabanan. All drabanans are dafka kiyum shtaros or dafka b'faninakta b'faninaktam, based on two things. A, you know, is this a typical drabanan? Some of the issues that we've just been discussing. How do we understand the din of b'faninakta b'faninaktam? But of course, especially, you know, weighing that against, you know, the nature of ene natsa dayan more typically, what is that exactly? Is that a formal psul? Is it a practical concern? You know, the different shitos about ene natsa dayan. Again, I'll try not to spend too much time on it, but, you know, it doesn't, you know, it comes up in Bava Basra, again, in Bava Kama, Ksuvis, but, you know, here it's not. The Ritva here also should be looked at, actually, talks about it. A lot of the other Rishonim do not, but it's implicit in a lot of the discussion why this distinction between either Bafanei Nechtam and everything else or Drabbanans and everything else with regard to that question, you know, what implications that have. Okay, so we'll stop here. And so I'm assuming that we'll continue. Josh will be in touch with me, right? Whether Tuesday will be wonderful or...